although it sounds like we're talking to the animals and doing animal communication, what we're really doing is learning a long set of procedures and techniques that, and how to balance the energies of the animal's bodies and how to reestablish communication within the animal's body system. So I'm also teaching a basic course for lay people where they can learn 5 basic techniques of energy balances for their animals and a fast aid procedure, which is called Animal Talk Access. And then I also teach what's called Animal Talk, or in Body Talk lingo, it's a module 8A, where practitioners who work with human clients can learn to use body talk techniques for animals. So in that respect, my animal communication comes in as another modality, as an add-on to the body talk that I'm teaching and that I'm using as an advanced certified practitioner as well.
Now, the techniques you use, this is, you know, sometimes you'll see people and they'll be using their hands to, you know, modify the fields of energy around a person and so on. Is this part of what you do?
It's fairly similar, but in body talk, the underlying concept is that the body of the animal or plant or human has an innate wisdom that knows how to heal the body at all times. But at times, that innate wisdom is looking for a little bit of support. So it already knows how it wants to heal things. Then a practitioner would come in, and we do specific techniques, which usually include a mental or a physical focus with a hand placement on certain parts of the body. And then we do a tapping. We do a tapping over both hands. Hemispheres of the brain, which seems to engage the brain to find and fix or recalibrate what's not communicating within the system in relation to what we're focusing on with our hand position or techniques. Then we do a tapping over the heart complex, which seems to get the heart to remember. Now, we know that our physical heart has a memory because heart transplants are quite often having memories of the previous donors. And we know that the heart complex, or the heart energetic area, also has a form of memory.
And there's almost a sort of a mourning process. We notice, we hear, for example, of many heart transplant patients suffer from depression and so on after the
It's very interesting. And when we get into some of our advanced body talk for humans, we're getting amazing work on transplant. Anyone who has heart transplants, liver transplants, or different organ transplants, and they have body talk, because then we're reestablishing the communication systems with that new transplanted organ and other parts of the body. And quite often, these people who get the donated organ are coming off their anti-rejection drugs because the body's talking. So all the organs and endocrines have, in essence, welcomed the new neighbor.
People know quite often when something's going on, don't they, in their own body? They know it. I mean, they may go to a doctor, and the doctor may do some tests, and nothing shows up or whatever. They say it's all in your head, mm-hmm. and they send you home. But there is an innate sense within the human being that things just aren't the way they should be.
I would agree that there's this innate ability or this innate wisdom within, and the closer we get to listening, we realize that we have the ability to heal ourselves and we have the ability to know those things. The thing I like about body talk is it's very integrative and complementary to regular medicine. And it's not sitting that out there as a standalone. It's integrating and complementing what our medical doctors and surgeons and emergency physicians are doing. And it's helping them to heal faster. And for the times that we don't need medical intervention, the body talk seems to be helping people go through some very profound healings, which their bodies are facilitating themselves, and we're just helping them.
Are you being accepted by members of the medical mainstream medical community?
In a lot of areas we are, and that's what I find very exciting. For myself, with the animals, I'm working in conjunction with veterinarians now worldwide, and as a body talk practitioner for people, we have a lot of medical doctors on our staff using body talk, and some of them are now incorporating it into their surgeries before, during, and after surgery. And we have a doctor doing a lot of work with midwives and the birthing process, and also working on the babies in utero.
Does the baby in the uterus, is it using body talk? Is it talking through the mother? How is it doing this?
When we use the body talk system techniques, we can actually work on the fetus in utero, and we can communicate directly through a process we call neuromuscular biofeedback to pick up information and validate information. We use our right brains, and we can actually work directly on the fetus, and we're having amazing results with babies in utero going through profound changes before they're born.
Amazing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So take us through this anecdotally. Do you have some stories where you've actually worked with people and it's made a vast difference in their lives?
Oh, wow. With people or animals? We'll go with people first.
Let's do people, and then we'll do animals. Sure.
Anecdotally, a session that I would have done with people. Oh, it's, you know, I can't get away from a story of working with a young girl who was in labor, and she'd been in labor for 12 hours, and her cervix wasn't dilated, and the baby was a breech. So we did a body talk session, which only took a matter of 5 or 10 minutes. It was a very quick session. And within minutes, the baby turned around, the cervix dilated to 10 centimeters, and she got to start the birthing process after 12 hours of labor and nothing changing.
So the baby actually turned itself around.
It did.
As opposed to having a surgeon having to go in there and physically turn the baby.
It did.
And we know, of course, with a breech baby, if something isn't done,
exactly,
it can be fatal to both the baby and the mother, right?
Yeah.
So this is a serious issue.
Yeah, and Dr. DeRouche is working with Body Talk and having stories after stories after stories of using this modality with pregnant women and in utero babies and having profound results.
Have there been instances where people using Body Talk have realized that a baby is really in distress, that there's something really bad going on?
The cool thing about Body Talk is we don't diagnose with it, so we're not using it as a diagnostic tool. We feel that that is up to the doctors and the medical profession, but there's been times when the doctors or medical profession have let the parents know that there is some serious problems and they're in big decision-making mode, and they've called one of us as a Body Talk practitioner, and we've done sessions with them, and there has been profound change that shows up on the ultrasounds and tests that the baby has released the imbalance, so to speak.
You know, for the skeptics out there, I think this could be easily proven or disproven, because
absolutely,
if you conduct Body Talk and, you know, someone, there's an indication to you that X or Y is wrong here, they go and check it out with modern medicine, and lo and behold, it's either true or it's not true. So
yes.
I suppose there's not a whole lot of room, really, for speculation here at the end of the day, right?
No, and that's why I love integrating this with the veterinarians and the doctors, because they have a lot of amazing tools, and we can use this type of energy medicine along with the medical practitioners, and they can use their diagnostic tools, which are actually validating the changes that are happening with the body. And I know that a lot of it is not always explainable through medical terms, but the tests are showing that tumors are leaving and tumors are shrinking and babies are turning around and illnesses are changing. And that is why I think it's so powerful to use integrative medicine.
Oh, we know. We hear of instances all the time of spontaneous,
yes,
healing and recovery that medicine can't explain.
Mm-hmm.
So we're setting up, of course, nowadays, the paradigm in medicine now are to set up family health teams. You just don't have a family doctor, and so many of us don't have a family doctor, but I'm not going to get into that today. So anyway, but you know, you have a team of doctors, and you have a nutritionist, and you know, have various other disciplines, and you have a nurse practitioner, so on. And so are we going to come to a day where people like yourself are going to be incorporated into these vast teams that take a holistic approach to the patient?
I totally see that vision, Brian. And to take it a step farther, I see the old vision of the barefoot doctor. And I think that this barefoot doctor concept comes right back to the family. And in Body Talk, we've actually facilitated a program called Access. And this is an outreach program to go to third world countries and to underdeveloped areas of the world where people cannot afford medical care. So the founder put together the most powerful balances in Body Talk into a simple package where people could take a one-day course and learn 5 techniques and a fast aid procedure that they can do with their own families at home. And we took it to some underdeveloped areas. And what we're finding is these areas are having a decrease of up to 60% in their medical bills. So this takes it one step farther, where the families themselves, where the mother or the father or some of the teenagers, can come and take these courses with us, and they can go home and use these techniques 3 times a week on a regular basis as preventative health maintenance programs, or sometimes some of their serious illnesses are shifting and changing. And we're also taking them. I was just in Indonesia, where I was working with some of the orphanages in Indonesia and sharing these techniques and leaving them as a tool so that they could continue using them.
Are you finding that we're a little bit behind the curve in North America in terms of accepting these alternate forms of medical treatment and detection and things like Body Talk, for example? Because we know in the Eastern cultures, You know, this kind of thing has been going on for literally for centuries, right? Are we a bit behind the curve here somewhat?
I think it's all relative to cultural belief systems, and I think in some areas we're way ahead, and in other areas we are way behind. And Body Talk recognizes that because a lot of our techniques and philosophies are Eastern-based, and they're integrated with a lot of the Western. So this, even when you look at the modality itself, it's very integrative with Western and Eastern belief systems within itself.
Let's take a call. Here's Sandra. Good morning, Sandra.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Say hello to Lucia.
Hi, Lucia. How are you?
Great. Good morning, Sandra.
Good morning. An observation I wanted to pass along to you. We have a lot of cats, and I like to groom the cats, comb them and brush them. Now, I'll be in my kitchen, and a cat will come in, and I will start to groom this cat. There's no other cat in sight. All of a sudden, there's five or six in this room with me, all wanting to be groomed. Now, are they telepathically communicating with each other that I'm doing this in the kitchen?
Absolutely. And there's a great book by Rupert Sheldrake, and it's called How Dogs Know When Their Owners Are Coming Home.
Okay.
And he did some studies with morphogenic fields and how dogs can actually telepathically or energetically pick up when the owner has the thought of leaving work to come home. The dog will already go to the front door and wait. And it's a really great book because he did a fairly scientific study and used video cameras and so on and so on, and showed that the dogs were actually picking up telepathically the thought of the owner when they were getting ready to come home.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, I saw a wonderful documentary on that, Sandra, as well. And it's true. It's documented. It's amazing stuff.
Well, I've never observed this before until, like I said, I started this, and it happens all the time. And I'm like, whoa, how do they know this?
Yeah, good for you for noticing. And I think that something I'd like to mention as this, as far as animal communication is concerned, it's something I think we all have the ability to remember how to engage in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think our animals are trying to teach us that we could remember that language. And for those of us who want to try and communicate with our animals, even if you're just speaking the words verbally out loud to them, we are sending pictures and they are receiving the energetic aspect of it as well. So, for example, if we're going away for holiday for a couple of weeks, take a minute, sit down with your dog or your cat or your gerbil or your horse and say, you know what, I'm going to be gone, but so-and-so is going to be taking good care of you, and don't worry, and I'll be thinking about you when I'm gone. It makes a huge difference to them when we do leave them.
Really? So if you just say that, even if you're going away for a few hours, maybe if you say the same thing to them, they'll understand that
yep.
you're just going to be gone for a few hours and everything's okay, but we'll be back.
Yeah, and especially if you can keep it matter-of-fact and don't get all emotionally involved in the parting.
Yeah, and I mean, separation anxiety with animals is a very real phenomenon, isn't it?
A very major problem for our animals,
yes. It really
is.
Because
you have to realize most of our animals that we've taken into our homes are either pack animals, flock animals, or they're used to living in groups. And a lot of us have one dog, and their group is now the family. That's the pack. Mm-hmm. So when the pack leaves, the dog is all on their own.
Interesting. Thanks for your call, Sandra.
Thanks.
Have a good day.
Sure.
Thank you.
You too,
just in closing, I want to mention that there are already a number of people practicing body talk in our area. I'm just going to run down the list. Can I run down the list very quickly?
I'd really like if you did that.
Okay. And people can call me and I can put you on to the person close to you. Charlene Adams in Walkerton, and Kincard and Sandra Howe, Wingham, Carolyn Keys. In Tiverton, there's Jacqueline Klein. In Hanover again, the Pam Lees. There's Daphne Lorch in Kincardine. Teeswater is
Daphne Lorch's Teeswater. So you just got.
Oh, I'm reversed here. I'm sorry.
So we have Carol Cook also in Kincardine.
Right, and Durham we have
Heather
Lubjenka, and let's see what else. Teeswater we have. There's a guy here too, right? Greg McPherson.
And Greg is amazing with animals.
Okay, so I wasn't really, but anyway, call me if you want to know somebody close to you, and I can give you the contact information for that. Now, coming up on Tuesday, September 30th, that's coming up, right?
Yeah.
1 to 3, you're going to be putting on a presentation, right?
This will be Shirley, and Shirley is from Teeswater, Shirley Ann Wall, and she is one of our access trainers that is teaching these five basic techniques and fast aid procedure in a 6-hour course.
All right, and that's 1 to 3.
So she's doing a talk, I believe, yeah?
All right, and presentations start every half hour. This is at the All the Good Health Mart Health Food Store, 10th Street in Hanover. That's the main street, folks, if you're not familiar with Hanover. And, yeah, Shirley Ann Wall will be there. So you can learn some of these techniques.
Yes.
Is there a cost for this, by the way? Yeah.
I don't believe. I think that's a free lecture.
No cost. Wonderful. Yeah. Tuesday, September 30th at the Good Health Mart Health Food Store, 10th Street in Hanover, 1 to 3 in the afternoon. Check that out.
Can I add one, Brian? Because I'm traveling all over the world and I'm from British Columbia, and this weekend on Friday night and Saturday, I am teaching Animal Talk Access, which will teach lay people five techniques and a fast aid procedure that you can incorporate into your family life with your animals and to help support your veterinarians as well.
Wonderful. And where's that being held?
That will be in Teeswater.
All right. And do you have to take your pet?
You can bring your pet for the all full right. day. The Friday evening is lecture for the owners, and then all day Saturday will be with your pet, learning the techniques with your pet.
Wonderful. Is there a number that people can reach you at, Lucia?
Yes, you can reach me at Daphne's phone number, and Daphne's number. Actually, I'll give you Shirley's phone number here, and her phone number is 519-881.